I think the campaign was a success, and I think that it's clear from the government's own figures that they really don't know how many houses are in the country over the weekend there when you see the figures from the Census Statistics Office. So it looks like that maybe over 55% of people have refused to register.
And Donegal has said to have had the lowest collection rates of any council area in the country, so the campaign has been very successful in your own county.
Yeah, well, I think there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, I think it's a great tribute to the members of the campaign that went around and organised in every community in the county and organised meetings and talked to people and spoke to people. Basically, all I did was turned up at meetings that I was invited to, but there was a lot of people working behind the scenes every day, organising and getting things done for that, you know, so it's a great tribute to them. But I think also as well, I think Donegal is one of the counties in the biggest difficulty in the country through unemployment, immigration and disadvantage. So, I mean, that's a signal as well that there's probably the highest proportion of the population that live here simply can't afford to pay this tax as well.
Now, the government are saying they're going to pursue people who haven't paid the household charge. Where does this campaign go from here?
Well, the campaign always had set the deadline for the registration of the 31st of March as the first target in the campaign to try and see that as fewer people as possible have registered. We would then expect that the campaign will continue on with the government trying to put pressure on people and forcing local authorities to go out and try and identify those people who haven't registered. So this will continue on now over the next number of months, and we'll be working with people to ensure that they keep the resolve and continue to stick together and support each other in opposition to the tax.